Let me teach you about these bullets and a bit of tasting. Caught up in some bullshit with these litigations. Swollen lips on the fist you're facing. Killers waiting in your crib without a motherfucking invitation. Intimidation, hold the clip until my fingers aching. Discriminating these rappers is only imitating. Who the hell cares where I'm from? This ain't Bel Air. Drugs, they sell them. I'm only stuck on welfare. I can't change fuckers, all I got is paper money. They drown boys in these champagne and started tasting funny. I blame the baby's mommy, bitch, trying to kill Chucky. Snakes in the jungle, this slut, she's trying to steal from me. That's why I seen grumpy, shit I seen is ugly. That's why I'm still hungry, tell me, do you feel lucky? You're just another custody, tell me what you need from me. Fiends and druggies, on the block where we feed the junkies. I'm Mr. Nobody, no job, no money. The streets are so gully, my tips are so bloody. Mr. Nobody, fuck with drugs, I got my nose running. In my life, you don't exist, so what you know about me? I'm Mr. Nobody, no job, no money. The streets are so gully, my tips are so bloody. Mr. Nobody, fuck with drugs, I got my nose running. In my life, you don't exist, so what you know about me? Being a father only made me harder, cause it's a fucked up world. I chose to raise my daughter in this bucked out girl. I made my baby mother. Funny how I used to love her, now we hate each other. Used to pray Satan, now I pray for my brother. I used to stay in the basement, now I stay in the gutter. I used to stick blades in your face, grave to see you suffer. I was raised by the walls and it made me a motherfucker. Hold on my kid, don't think I won't put a hole in your leg. Get you a home in your crib till your bones are your ribs. What's wrong with kids is that they brainwashed by the government. They hate me like your mother's pimp, but you don't wanna fuck a him. Say it's a Republican, I'm fatter than a double chin. A thug within, troubled sins, got me cutting limbs. Gripping the chrome tide, sniffing the snow white. Sick of these cold nights, stick up kids and low lives. Call me Mr. Nobody, no job, no money. The streets are so gully, my tips are so bloody. Mr. Nobody, fuck with drugs, I got my nose running. In my life, you don't exist, so what you know about me? Call me Mr. Nobody, no job, no money. The streets are so gully, my tips are so bloody. Mr. Nobody, fuck with drugs, I got my nose running. In my life, you don't exist, so what you know about me? Wildlife, they kill you so fast, you die twice. End of the twilight, trunks and pussies, what I like. It's my vice, it's my fight, it's my life, it's my knife. Your blood when I slice, they keeping tabs on underground secret labs, Christmas mass. Blast a hole through your chief of staff. Y'all don't need to ask, bleeding fast when we're squeezing gas. Reapers last, streets are packed with freaks and rats. They say I'm shallow, every swinging from the gallows. Coming out the darkness, call me the master of shadows. Thugs blast for us, another day in the black forest. Attack forces, bringing death on black horses. Obey my last orders, extorting your crack sources. These dead horses, head corpses, never had choices. The monsters here, you disappear before the cops is near. Do me a favor, tell your mom, set your pops is here. Call me Mr. Nobody, no job, no money. The streets are so gully, my tips are so bloody. Mr. Nobody, fuck with drugs, I got my nose running. In my life, you don't exist, so what you know about me? Call me Mr. Nobody, no job, no money. The streets are so gully, my tips are so bloody. Mr. Nobody, fuck with drugs, I got my nose running. In my life, you don't exist, so what you know about me?
Touching besides my yeah besides that chord
maybe Jesus. Maybe it's that chord bitch
maybe
nope I still hear it
yeah it's just fucking damn fucking nastiness
his nastiness parking lot showers though
I do
does he
yeah
all right welcome to Energy Cardboard Crack House this is Earl Grey
Miss Worldwide Dolly
I guess I smell parking lot
yeah I mean there's no guessing
hey man it's because you vape bro
yeah it's fair. I get called pancakes. Or
I'm not gonna lie, I can still hear it. It's like off and on. It might just be.
No, I'm not gonna fucking touch anything just in case it's a fucking short circuit, man. We need to upgrade the equipment. Yeah, we need to upgrade the equipment at some point, man. Because right now, 2 years old, we've done fucking 213 episodes with this shit.
We and need it's to just get new and really, yeah. It's just that little box. It is.
It's not just that little box.
No, we need to change the bearing. We need to change the interface.
It's time to change the fucking interface too.
Yeah, okay. Anyway,
you just don't want to throw any money in.
I just threw in money.
It took, right you, over it there. Took you fucking
how long?
It took you fucking forever to buy. We've had these things since almost before 150.
Before you were even born.
Yeah, before we even thought of you to be on the podcast, we had these things. Okay. We had these things before Biff came on. That should tell you how long we've had these.
Yeah.
So, all right, we're going to talk about modern. We're going to talk about modern Balboa and fucking, where's the other one?
That's what you mean talking
Tampa
about?
Bay.
Tampa.
Tampons.
So what you mean? We're talking about Arclight Phoenix.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's just talk about the Arc Light.
We're talking about Arc Light Phoenix. Yeah. So last weekend we had two Magic Fest GPs. And one was in Tampa Bay, Florida, and the other one was in Rocky Balboa.
Is it this week?
Last weekend, 15th, 17th. We have Kyoto going on right now. We're ending tonight.
Oh, that's today. Right. Oh.
Yeah, so as a recording, Kyoto's ending. So the it's standard. So I say wheel, but most likely Earl Grey, and then we'll have
something next week.
Yeah, have something next week updating you on what happened on that, because that one's standard. So. But these are modern. However, it doesn't matter what format we talk about because Arc Light Phoenix is ruining every fucking format. So these two events, we'll talk about Tampa first, unless you have Balboa up first.
No, I got Tampa.
Okay, we have Tampa up first. So we'll talk about Tampa Bay, Florida. And it was
go Bucks.
What I heard was, well, yeah, go Bucks.
Well, let's go with the first deck, man. We had Grixis Shadow, piloted by Roshan
Apine.
Apine.
Yep. He's got a peen.
He's got a peen. But yeah. Just a peen.
No, it's E-peen.
E-peen.
Oh, he peed?
What? Yeah.
No, uh-huh. E-peen.
Oh, E-peen. Okay.
Yep. But
he doesn't have an actual real dick. His name is just E-peen.
He's E-peen.
Oh, so we got another tranny that made in the top.
Pretty
okay.
much. Oh. Yeah, but he piloted Grixis Shadow to win it all. So congratulations to you, sir. Grixis Shadow used to be a very frightening deck. It was like the deck that dominated Modern for a while, and then it just started dying because people realized that if your opponent puts himself down below double digits by themselves, you just kill them easier.
Yeah.
And Grizzly Shadow's like, I'm at 7. Cool. Triple bolt, you die. Next game. Let's go. So.
No, and it gets better. So we have second place is by Matt Costa.
Yep.
He's piloting Is It Phoenix.
Yep. So,
we have Is It Phoenix in... Oh, no, that's Drake's. Oh, Jesus. Every time he fucking moves his fucking head, dude.
My ear started ringing, so I was like, oh, I'm in pain. All of a sudden, I hear, like, scratching. Trying to figure out what the fuck it was.
Headset on. Okay, here we go.
Where is... I was like, where the fuck is Biffo's headset?
Fucking Jesus Christ, man.
Fat ass head I've got. All right.
God.
This
damn,
sounds so
man.
Much weirder.
All right, so we're talking about Is It Phoenixes.
Phoenixes.
You know, the same one. Basically, you just take your standard deck, take it and play Modern with it, man.
Except you get the best, most powerful card in Modern, Faithless Looting. I'm just kidding. It's Scalding Tarn. But, yeah.
Well,
so,
I don't know if the price of Scalding Tarn jumping up as much as it has.
Jesus Christ. They're all going to be up. They're all going to be
higher. You just get Faithless Looting. That's all you really need. True. You don't need Scalding cards. Psh, yeah. What
but
garbage?
Look at the promo for Faithless Looting. That thing's expensive as fuck, too.
No, well, that's because it's a book, though. They don't make books no more.
They don't play... a magazine. Or
whatever.
It's a comic book.
Who cares? It doesn't fucking matter. It was paper. They're no longer making the paper to storytell us, okay?
Oh, my God. No more paper. Save the tree.
Save the tree. Yeah, but if you don't know why we're talking so harshly about Phoenix, even though we only mentioned one Phoenix deck so far, as I say... So far, key in on that, is because Is It Phoenix, a.k.a. Arc Light Phoenix, is dominating Standard, Modern, and lo and behold, it's dominating Legacy.
Oh.
If you don't believe me, you've been living on a rock, go fuck yourself.
Has it been dominating
Legacy? It's dominating all three.
Yes, it's even splashing into Legacy.
It's fucking disgusting.
The house that Scrubs built. Does weekly Legacy tournament.
Yeah.
Oh, so basically it's the new Delver.
Yes.
Yes, you actually run alongside Delver
mm-hmm.
in a lot of cases. And that's the deck that's been winning. I think it has now won the last three Legacy events at the house at Scrubs built.
Yeah. It's just especially in Legacy because you have access to Force of Will and Fluster Storm. You have access to every reaction spell known to mankind that's free. So you're just like, cool, I cast a spell. If you counter it, I counter Force of Will, I'm one spell away with my mana open to get this Phoenix out into play, and then you just kill your opponent with it. Hmm. It's like True Name when it first came out.
It's not bad.
Like True Name was unbeatable for a while, and then they figured
out. I just like Void Slime.
Yeah, now Void Slime's cool. I mean, you get Stifle in Legacy, which is cool, but
yeah,
even then you're stopping it for one turn.
Or for us budget guys, for EDH.
Squelch. Nah, yeah. Man. Trick bind. Split second, bitch. I don't go fuck out any of this bullshit.
Yep.
But yeah. So back to tampons. Is It Phoenix got second place. It is also the first of four Is It Phoenix decks that made top eight.
So Case Johnson played Boggles.
I'm actually kind of glad to see that deck coming back a little bit. Because like it was like on the back burner, like Ironworks came out and Boggles died.
Dude, I'm happy with the last deck on the list. So let me see. Fourth and fifth place are both, and sixth place are all Is It Phoenix decks.
Is It Phoenix.
So
yep.
We had Lantern Control by Sam Black, which is good.
Okay.
Yeah, it makes
sense. And my favorite, it's Mono Green Tron.
Yep. Oh. Yeah, I'm glad to see Tron on the list. One, because it hopefully takes the attention away from Faithless and puts it back on Ancient Stirrings, which used to be the main problem one drop. But it's good to see Tron being back on top, or at least fighting for top, because Tron is really, it's just a really consistent deck. It's really powerful. It's hard to beat.
Yeah, as long as you can mull down to four, as long as you get the cards that you need in your hand.
Yep. Not only that, but once the...
You're fucking set.
Yeah, once the London mulligan comes into play, getting Tron's going to be even better. Oh, and so I don't know if you guys know, have you guys talked about how it operates with Serum Powder officially? You talked about it?
Well,
I think we glanced on it, but hey, okay. We can always go over it again.
Yeah, just real quick, because it's kind of the reason why a lot of people are saying London Mulligan's broken. Is Serum Powder is an artifact that's playable in Modern. It's played in only one deck, because Cloud Post is banned, which is Eldrazi Tron. Serum Powder says whenever you would mulligan, instead you may exile your hand the Serum Powder is currently in and draw seven cards. And you can do this up to four times because you're allowed four Serum Powder. So the way the London Mulligan works with this way is a lot of people thought it was going to be broken, as it kind of is. So the way it works is if you mulligan, if it's the first mulligan, you don't have Serum Powder in your hands, you would draw up to your seven, choose one card, put on the bottom. And if Serum Powder is in that six, you get to exile it and draw seven, but then it still counts as a mulligan, so you have to put it back. You have to put back whatever that number is. So if you're on the first one, you would draw seven, put one back. So that's your six. If you mulligan again, you do that.
So on and so forth.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of nuts.
Yeah.
Well, so the thing is, come on, man. That's the reason why the spike in when they announced fucking London Mulligan, Serum Powder fucking spiked in price overnight.
Yep.
Just under speculation, which I don't blame you.
It wasn't just a speculation. It's because it's going to fucking happen.
Yep. It's only played in one real format, which is Vintage for multiple decks. And then it's only played in one Modern deck, which Modern's the biggest format right now, and it's Eldrazi Tron, which is the supposedly weakest of the Tron decks.
Dude, if this shit fucking goes across the board, you'll see a lot of Eldrazi Tron.
Yeah, you see a lot of Dredge, too. Dredge is proven. Is It Phoenix is resilient to it.
We've talked about it, man. It's stupid. The London Mulligan is going to be the most asinine fucking thing they've ever put out there, because why? It helps all those decks. Okay, Dredge, you don't see it in top eight that much. Every once in a while, you'll see somebody top eight with it. But most of the time, it's a tier two deck, blah, blah, blah. Now, it's going to be a tier one deck because you look what you get in your fucking graveyard. You can mull three times and fill your fucking graveyard with shit that you need.
Well, it doesn't go to the graveyard. It goes to the bottom of the deck. But it's just the fact that like you get to sculpt your hand. So like if you don't like, you know, and you get to see seven before you sculpt it. So you get to choose which cards go back. It's not random, or you know, you don't get to scry one and see some. You get all the information. You know, cards go to the bottom, so you can choose to fetch first turn or not or whatever.
Oh, I love the fact that I can do that with Tron and get the three Tron pieces that I need initially in my fucking hand.
So mull down to four, get every single Tron land and Karn, and then there you go, you turn three Karn plus you know, two draws, unless you're on the draw, and you get three draws, and you get to play a card.
So I'm just hoping it happens, so that way, when it finally, you know, as it always does, trickle down to Commander, we have one Commander that'll just be stupid easy to play. Grunzo Dungeon Warden.
True.
All it cares about is the bottom of your deck.
And
sculpt the bottom.
The shit is, nobody plays fucking Grunzo at all.
No, he's kind of, no. he's shit compared to the Mono.
I mean, he's red-black, there's better red-black fucking generals out there.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm playing one of them.
There's better Marchesa.
Yep.
Hell, I'm playing Scorpion God. Olivia. That's strictly a better deck.
But no, I don't know about that one.
I just hate Scorpion God. Tribal Wither, my man. Wither.
Bro, I did Tribal Wither in Modern, all right? Get on my level. So that's the line. That's
I don't understand 60 card.
It's okay. But yeah, that's a little insight into that, just in case you're curious. But yeah, so we had...
Is it Phoenix's first place at Balboa?
Balboa.
Oh, yeah. I'm not even going to say the fucking guy's name, dude. He's whatever. Yeah. We got Weir Prison is second place by a guy named Luis Samuel Del Tour. We got Dredge for third. And now, here comes the thing. Is it Phoenix fourth place? Again, top four.
Yep. Sounds about right.
Not surprised.
Not surprised at all. So
of course, the motherfucker's going to make top four. Then we got Valakut, which you don't see that much being played.
The problem is when you hear Valakut, a lot of people associate, like, the problem is Primeval Titan is in Valakut, and when you hear of a Valakut deck, it's either called Amulet Titan, which is the mass mana kill your opponent really quickly with what used to be Summer Bloom, mm-hmm. or Amulet Bloom, and then Titan Shift, which is the Valakut deck.
Yeah.
So it's really hard to tell which one it is. But yeah, it's really cool to see that one. I don't know. I think it's Amulet Titan that's popping up more than Titan Shift is. But
then sixth and seventh place, Dredge.
Nice.
All right.
Now we have eighth place. I'm actually excited about this. It's Shadow Zoo.
Shadow Zoo. Yeah, now that's a deck list I'm curious about.
Let me bring this up here, man. So if you wanted to buy this deck,
what, Shadow Zoo?
It's around $1,100.
Yeah. Shadow Zoo or Zoo is the actual archetype of the deck.
This is basically a Zoo deck.
Yeah.
It has Death Shadows in it. Yeah.
If you don't know what a Zoo deck is pretty much a monster beatdown deck.
This was basically Kibler played Zoo.
Yeah, Killer Plays. It's pretty much
for the longest time because it has Tormagoyfs. It has
creatures that naturally get bigger as the game progresses. That's Zoo.
Okay.
Come on, man. Wild in the Coddle.
Yeah, well, see, yeah. I knew Naya Zoo from back in the day.
It's basically
I'm going to go over the creature list. So we got Death Shadow, playset. These are all full playsets. So we got Monastery Swift Sphere, mm-hmm. Wild in the Coddle, Tormagoyf, and Street Wraith.
So Jund Zoo. Okay.
Basically, this is what
they call it
Shadow Zoo because it has Deathrite Shadow or Death Shadow and Street Wraith because basically.
Yeah. Okay. I get it.
Spell wise, we have the normal shit: Lightning Bolts 2 of, Mutagenic Growth 3 of, Thoughtseize 4, 4 Tamir Battle Rage, 2 Dismembers, 3 Become Immense. You have 4 Mishra's Baubles for the artifacts, and land base is whatever land base you want. I mean, it's got 18 cards for land.
Fetches, shocks.
Yep. You got 4 Wooded Foothills, 4 Verdant Catacombs, 1 Stomping Ground, 1 Sacred Foundry, 1 Overgrown Tomb, 1 Godless Shrine, 1 Forest, 4 Bloodstained Mire, and 1 Blood Crypt.
Yep, sounds about right.
Oh my god! I mean, I get it because you want your life dwindling on the edge. Well,
the CMC thing on this is what, 3?
3.
The
reason for the smorgasbord of fetches is the same. It's red, green, red, black fetches, which is Verdant, Wooded Foothills. The reason why the Shocklands seem really weird, as you probably picked it up, is you said this was Jund. Yet 3 of those, at least two of the lands are white. The reason being is for Wild Mikado. Wild Nakato says if you control a mountain, she has +1/+1. If you control a
plains,
she has +1/+1. So you want, like I said, the whole purpose, the whole fact around Zoo is all your creatures get bigger. You used to use Kurdate, which is probably like the trademark of the deck.
That was usually what's
so Kurdate,
was
in the forest.
Yeah, it gets forest, gets bigger.
+1/+1. So Wild Nakato is a 1 green, drop it first turn.
Yeah, it's a 1/1 that gets bigger.
And if you
have
a fetch land that is, you know,
get
stomping
half
ground.
Of that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You get a stomping ground, which is a 2/2.
I think I'm just a little more shocked that how many just non-fetches, let's put it that way, are in the deck. I mean, yeah, I get it. That's what you want to do.
Well,
with
it's
that.
A full. It's a play set of Bloodstained Mire, mm-hmm. fetches, Verdant Catacombs,
fetches,
and Wooded Foothills.
Fetches.
There's 12 fetches.
12 fetches and an 18 land deck.
Mm-hmm.
That's just
Well, it's a lot. Well, the reason being is because they're maximizing Death Shadow.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it would only have four, maybe six, just to make sure it got the planes for the Wild Nacatl. And probably has white in the sideboard.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, let's go with the sideboard here. So we have one Duress, two Face Shields.
There you go. There it is.
Face Shield. We have two Fatal Push, one Inquisition of Kozilek, one Ancient Grudge. We have two Assassin's Trophy. Three Collective Brutality, two Hooting
Mandrels,
and then one Common Fame, or Claim and Fame.
Claim to Fame, okay. Yeah, okay. When I think 60 card, I think minimum like 22 lands. So hearing the number 18,
I'm just when you the casting cost is literally three is the highest.
Uh-huh. You're playing one land go.
Yeah, technically five, but you never play a Street Wraith, so you never count it. Yeah, Street Wraith literally there for the it acts as a it's pretty much the
you think life draw card.
You think it this way: fetch lands don't technically count as lands because they don't produce mana, so they're technically a land missing from your deck that replaces that with a good land. Street Wraith is the same exact thing. It's technically a spot that is filler to help condense your deck by four cards. So his deck isn't 60 card. It's actually what? He's got 12 fetches. It's actually 16 cards less than what a 60 card deck is, because those cards don't count because they replace themselves with other cards. Either they replace them with a land or they replace them with a better creature.
Yeah, okay.
Or after Cyborg replace them with an answer.
You know what I'm really liking about the standard list that I'm seeing here from Balboa? So let me see.
Wait, did Bilbo have standard?
No, for modern. I mean modern. Ninth place is The Rock. Okay.
Ooh, okay.
The Rock. I like it.
I like it. So we got, again, four Dark Confidant, three Scavenging Ooze, four Termagoyf, two Tireless Tracker, three Cletus. Okay. I like this list. I love the fact that the Europeans still play Termagoyf and Bob.
It's like
stepping back in time 10 years ago.
It is. For the record, if you're not a big fan of the show or you don't know, Earl Grey loves the Rock archetype. He loves it. The Rock archetype is pretty much creatures do things that spells do.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair.
So Tarmogoyf acts as its own wild growth and become immense. Dark Confidant acts as a draw spell, so on and so forth.
Scooze.
Tireless
Tracker.
Cletus. Big dude.
I love the archetype. That deck is I played it in standard, I played it in modern. But I like it, you know, I was playing Baby Lily. This is taking me back 10 years ago when Termagoyf was everywhere.
Oh, you mean when Jund was reigning supreme?
Yeah. Okay.
That's pretty much all Jund is the Rock plus red. That's literally all it is.
Yeah.
Splash Burn. You need it.
Splash Burn or Culligan's, whatever. Like, splash all their best
shit. Which is funny because, okay, they go, oh, it's rock colors. Okay. The rock colors are nothing. There's no white. There's nothing else in it. It's basically
black green.
It's Golgari. That's it. Operation Golgari. You know, fucking frogs are gay. It's in full effect.
Tip of the spear.
So. Yeah. I love those color combinations. You got the ramp with green. You have, you know, the
kill spell with black.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And usually the creatures are always fucking powerful.
They're always powerful, no matter what.
I mean, let's go with it. We got four Baby Lilies.
Of course.
Again.
Too good.
Too good.
And no one can, oh, well, the two drop Lily is Baby Lily. No. There is only one Baby Lily.
There's only one.
So if you weren't around when three drop Lily was the cheapest or was the least mana intensive Lily, that's why we call it Baby Lily. Okay.
So we have four Fatal Push, three Inquisition of Kozilek, three Thoughtseize. I like that. You know, I really don't like Assassin's Trophy because it replaced. Yeah, you know,
replaces,
what's called the other one?
Fuck.
God damn.
Abrupt Decay.
Abrupt Decay.
Fucking left my mind.
There it is. There's four Assassin's Trophy. There's two Collective Brutality and one Maelstrom Pulse.
Yeah, it makes sense. Makes sense. Damn, surprise.
But Maelstrom there again, Pulse this is really intensive on land. You need high
Lots of land.
Lots of land for this. So he's running 24. But the sideboard, you have engineered explosives.
Oh, God.
Graft Digger's Cage. Nihil Spell Bomb. Three surgical extractions. Yeah. I like this. He's got Fulminator Mage in the sideboard.
Damn.
One of. He has Liliana of the Last Hope. She's always, you know, in the sideboard. Amorrowed Edge is the blue-black Amorrowed Edge sorcery. Choose a card name, search target opponents. Basically, it's surgical extraction. Yeah, yeah.
Surgical extraction, but blind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then we got one Creeping Corrosion, one Damnation, one Languish, and one Ishkana.
This guy has a sideboard dedicated to defeating graveyard decks. And I think like prison decks.
So
that's what it sounds like.
I can see why this made, you know, top eight.
Well, he's ninth place,
yeah. But still, it's still a fucking badass.
Who's fighting for top eight? I mean,
you know, I might fucking build this deck. You never know.
It's a sweet deck, and the cool thing about the rock is like, because I was really interested in the rock, the archetype, because it's a deck that doesn't go away. Like all these decks, they evolve over time, die off because of whatever reason. But like the rock archetype is always around because it's simple in nature. It's always two colored, or maybe it's Jund or Absinthe.
Yeah, a little splash in there.
Yeah, a splash or something. But it's always the same thing. The creatures do everything that spells can do. You have spells specific to do certain things. Your sideboard is meant to defeat your worst matchups, and you have good matchups, and you only have like horrible matchups. But the rest, you're okay. So your sideboard is always guaranteed to help you beat your worst matchup. But without those cards, you're still good against other matchups that you're not like always ahead of. So it's a really good deck to invest into, because it can change, but the change is slight. So it's also also money efficient or value efficient.
All right, so we're gonna go one of the weird prison decks. So this was
prison.
Yeah, 10th place.
Fucking decks.
Spells, real easy, man. 4 Ancient Stirring, 4 War of Invention.
They took Lantern Control, and instead of putting lanterns, they put blue green shit. Literally, put blue green shit.
31 artifacts, man. We got 4 Chalice of the Void, 3 Engineered Explosives, 4 Mishra's Bauble, 4 Mox Opal, 1 Tormod's Crypt, 4 Welding Jar, 1 Pyrite Spell Bomb, 1 Dampening Sphere, 2 Sorceress Spyglass, 1 Crucible Worlds, 4 Ensnaring Bridge, 1 Bottle Cloister, and 1 Witchbane Orb.
Yeah, there's some of those names I have not heard in anything in such a long time.
I'll tell you the ones you definitely haven't heard of. Bottle Cloister.
Yeah,
Bottle Cloister. Bottle Cloister is a very interesting one. The reason I know this deck so well is, one, because it was spotlit when I was online, for one, and Star City used it to play, because there's certain matchups they can't play online or on camera. But Bottle Cloister says, at the beginning of your opponent's upkeep, exile your hand under Bottle Cloister. At the beginning of your upkeep, return all exile cards on a ball close to your hand, then draw a card. He kind of glossed. He didn't really gloss over, but he was reading them off because there's a lot of artifacts. It has Ensnaring Bridge in it.
Yep.
So at the beginning of your opponent's upkeep, you have no cards in your hand because of this card. Ensnaring Bridge says creatures with attack higher than your hand can't attack you. You always have 0 ball closes in play.
Oh, okay.
So you have your hand on your turn. You don't have it on your opponent's turn, but you don't care, because unless they're burned deck, because their creatures can't ever hit you.
And that hoses their, you know, their discard spells and things like that. So,
exactly.
Yeah, okay.
So it's a nice tech.
That's a deck I can get behind.
Yeah, it's a nice tech. Witchbane Orm, obviously.
It's not that bad in price either. It's around $1,200.
Yeah. It's only expensive because
and the funny thing
it's
is
always lands.
Opal. It basically the and Opal and Staring Bridge. And
minimum 50 each.
And chalices. I hate to say it. Chalices, man, are going to set you back $230.
Yeah, chalice be creeping up just because it's getting better and better. The fact that, like,
I hate to say, man, Engineered Explosives is getting up there too, man.
It is, just because it got
after it's reprinted, it's still going up.
The land base is 21 cards. The land base is actually cheaper than the fucking mana.
Cheaper than the deck.
Cheaper than the rocks.
Cheaper than the fucking Mox Opals combined. So, we have Academy Rune,
which is really
$24. One of 3 Botanical Sanctums, those are $10.50 each. Or no, those aren't 10.50 each. Those are 10.50 for the full set. Four Glimmer Void, $40. Inventor's Fair, $250.
Hey, randomly gain a life because I have artifacts. Ipnu, tutor later. Okay.
Ipnu, whatever the fuck it is, the mono blue desert from nothing.
The mono blue
island. Nothing. Two of Spire of Industries, $4. Mm-hmm. Your Tectonic Edge, you can get these for $1, bro.
Yep.
And four Teleria West.
Yep.
This card has been going up in price because of this deck.
Yeah.
A month ago, Teleria Wests were fucking next to nothing. Mm-hmm. Now, for a full playset, you're looking at $65.
It's been going up because Amulet Titan Titan Shift blew up for about 4-5 GPs because it gets you your Valka, gets you your Summer's Pact. And this deck gets you your Opal, gets you your Tech Edge. It gets you fucking pretty much whatever you want. Mishra's Bauble. It gets you Chalice of the Void. That's probably the biggest thing. It gets you the card that counters other people's shit. It counters your shit too, but you put it on one, you don't give a shit. None of your spells cost one, except for the one that matters, which is Pyrite Spell Bomb. And that's its win condition. Just in case you missed it. Just in case you missed it, because it said one Academy Rune, which, it's a land, so it can die. It has one Crucible World for that reason.
Yeah.
So it literally has...
Bring that back over now. Oh, exactly. Okay, I see it.
So if they get rid of Academy Ruin, your Crucible World to play it. They get rid of Crucible World, you have Academy Ruin to keep your Tech Edges back. And then also, you also have Academy Ruin to get your Pyre Spell Bomb, which burns your opponent. That's literally the end. And then you just have Ensnaring Bridges and shit to keep you from being attacked.
And then it becomes a slow, grindy lock, repeat...
Pretty much.
The Spell Bomb a few times over pretty X much. Turns. And
I think the sideboard has other win cons too. Okay, in it.
So I want to say the sideboard. We have three Tezzeret, Agent of Bolas.
That's it.
Yep.
Boom. Okay. Ah, man, I like the price. He's gone up in price now. You know, he's around $15 a piece.
Well, Agent of Bolas, the blue-black one, right?
Yep, 4-drop.
Yeah.
Then we have Side Master Thopterist.
That's the other one.
Yep.
Kapoor, Aether Grid.
Oh.
Torpor Orb. Spellskite, Sorcerer's Spyglass, another Grafdigger's Cage, and it says unknown card here. So,
because like pull up a picture or anything?
No, it doesn't have shit.
Mm. So he had a card in there.
They probably mistyped it or something.
Yeah, misspelled.
Yeah, but whatever. Let's see.
I want to go to the second place word deck. Let's see what he has. Slaughter Pact is going to be the card.
Makes sense.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, you don't really care about black creatures, really. You care about Tarmogoyfs and fucking Delver. I don't even think Delver's that bad anymore. Yeah, but yeah. So the deck's really fucking annoying.
So now, 11th to 12th place, is it Phoenix? 13th place, Prison Deck. 14th place, Burn. Cheapest of all the fucking decks in this thing. So we have Hardened Scales for 15th, and then Is It Phoenix rounds it off at, you know, 16. So 1, 2, 3.
I think it took like
four. There's four in this top 16. That's still four too many.
I mean, honestly, having one would be fine, but yeah, the fact that there's four in there just shows.
I'll venture to say that's two too many.
Nah, I'd say one. I say it's just three too many, honestly. Like the problem is the more this deck gets praised, more this deck gets the spotlight, the more this deck wins consistently, the more people are gonna look at Faithless Looting. And it kinda sucks. I mean, I love Faithless Looting. Okay, it's a little biased toward Faithless Looting, which is really unfair, like when bannings come around. And they always ban enablers. They never ban they never ban cards that are powerful because of them. They ban the enablers. Phoenix wouldn't be that powerful if you get to choose what cards to discard.
Well, they never. It's just like they were talking about Ancient Stirrings. They were going to ban Ancient Stirrings, but they didn't ban Ancient Stirrings. What did they ban instead?
They banned Clan Ironworks.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Karkna Ironworks also, again, is an enabler of the deck. Like, it produces mass mana. It allows you to do the sack out. Like, all the pieces outside of Karkna Ironworks didn't work. They tried to make some stupid deck with Semblance Anvil. It didn't work out because they had to do some bullshit Eggs deck that didn't work because Eggs doesn't work in Modern anymore. So it didn't work out. Like, and the same thing, like Tron would still work, but it'd be a little, it would definitely be really inconsistent without Ancient Stirrings. Hollow One, Bridge Vine, Is It Phoenix, Dredge would be extremely weakened, possibly even killed off without Faithless Looting because of how, just the fact you get to choose.
All right, let's take it over to the East Coast and let's see
East Coast.
How Star City's modern event took place.
That's right, I forgot Star City.
So we had Star City event, man, and guess what took first place?
Is It Phoenix?
Phoenix.
Yes.
What got second place?
Golgari Midrange.
That's
better. Oh, okay.
No, it rounds off pretty well. So third place, Dredge.
Okay, that's better.
Fourth and fifth, Amulet Titan.
Yep.
Ooh.
Sixth place was Is It Phoenix?
Yep.
Makes sense.
Seventh place, a deck I haven't seen in a long time.
Holland.
Hollowed One.
Damn, I was going to say Storm. Hollowed One's good, though.
Eighth place, Mono Green Tron.
Yeah.
Again, making a thing.
Yeah.
Ninth place, Azorius Control.
Yeah. I think I saw that one.
That balanced. One's
game.
Prison is 10th.
Mm-hmm.
Five Color Humans, 11th place.
Damn, human. Oh, I guess.
Now, here is another deck that you have not seen in a long time make top 16.
Merfolk.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you one last shot. It's green.
It's green?
Well, it's majority of green.
Majority green?
Okay. I've got to guess.
Okay.
Golgari Elves.
Infect.
Yeah. Holy shit. Okay.
I was either thinking that or...
I'm going to bring this motherfucker up and we're going to look at it. So if you want to buy this deck, it's around $800.
Yep.
So we got one Dryad Arbor,
mm-hmm.
four Glistener Elf, mm-hmm. four Noble Hierarch.
Yeah, it's expensive.
Four part. Blight Agent.
Yep.
Blighted Agent, yeah.
That's the most expensive parts of the fucking deck.
Well, Noble Hierarch's the only expensive part of that fucking deck.
Three Blossoming Defense, cheap three Distortion fuck. Strike,
cheap
four fuck. Groundswell.
Cheap.
I played this deck. Four Mind of Old Corrosa, four Mutagenic Growth, one Spell Pierce, four
cheap.
Vine of the Vast Woods,
cheap.
One Dismember,
yeah.
Three Become Immense, four Mishra's Bauble.
Yeah,
money.
Land bases, 19 cards, man. It's Breeding Pools, Forest, Ink Moth Nexus, Misty money. Rainforest,
money.
Pendle Haven,
money.
Verdant Catacombs, Windspreath Heath, money. And Wooded Foothills,
money. Yep.
So this is buy the mana base and play the deck for free.
Pretty much.
Basically, dude, the only thing that's expensive is the full playset of Noble Hierarchs. Everything yep. else is fucking nothing in price.
Magic keyword, Exalted.
Yeah, Exalted.
It's
Exalted Mana Dork.
Yeah,
I am glad to. I remember when Infect was a deck to be reckoned with in Modern.
Oh, you mean when Tom Ross was whooping everyone's ass with it?
And I had that Tom Ross deck, and I you played did. That motherfucker, you dude. Did. It
that
was
shit was
fun.
Shit was
fuck.
Fucking annoying.
It's like, oh,
turn three kill.
Brian. Sometimes turn
no,
two.
He turned two'd me once.
Yeah. Well, I can imagine the. Sheer dumb luck of the god hand of all the free to cast spells, free to cast pumps, and just blimp, they're done.
Yeah,
pretty much.
It was fun. I loved that deck back in the day. So then we got 13th place, Burn.
Mm-hmm.
14th place, Mono Green Tron. We got another Azorius Control. We got Counter Company on 16th. We got Dredge and Humans.
Damn, I've ever Counter Company forever.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Let's
look at the Counter Company deck and see what's on the list here. So we got 30 creatures, man. We got Walking Ballista.
Yep.
Wincon.
We got four birds,
mm-hmm.
two nobles,
mm-hmm.
one Viscera Seer.
Part of the Wincon.
Four Devoted Druid.
Yeah,
part two of the Duskwatch Recruiter.
Gets
one Skooze, one Selfless Spirit, one Spellskite. Four Vizier.
Part of the
Infinite Competence. Yeah.
Three Eternal, or two Eternal Witnesses.
Nice.
Four Kitchen Finks.
Nice.
One Knight of Autumn. One Liliana Heretical Healer.
Yeah.
And one Ronus.
The Indomitable.
Yep.
That's
spell-wise,
an interesting one, there.
One Postmortem Lunge. Four Court of Calling. Four Collected Company.
Yep, sounds about right. Sounds like a stand. Sounds like the... You know, collect a company deck that was destroying Modern somehow.
I like the deck list. It's fun. I mean, if I was going to play a format, I might jump back in and play Modern. because at least this way I can play older cards that I like.
Yep.
Versus where standard I have to constantly fucking keep updating. So we had 17th place. Go ahead.
I was going to say modern is definitely more expensive, or modern is definitely expensive at one point.
And but once you have the deck, that's it, man.
Yeah, your deck can evolve or can die, but it only dies in one way. It gets banned.
Yeah. So we have Dredge for 17th. We have Humans for 18th place. Is it Phoenix 19th? We have Dredge Affinity for 21st.
Nice.
And for 22nd, Ad Nauseam.
Yeah. Ad Nauseam was actually, it was, what's it called? Was on screen at a feature match.
Feature match.
Okay. Yeah, it was feature match because he was like I think Ad Nauseam was like not point something percent of the metagame. So they were like, put that bitch back on.
It is the cheapest fucking deck in this entire format.
It is
$544 for the deck that this guy built.
To be fair, though, it is also one of the weakest. I mean, I'm sorry, Erebos. I know Ad Nauseam is like your baby. Like, he plays Ad Nauseam. Like, it's religious for him to play Ad Nauseam in Modern. Like, he's played that deck forever in Modern. But, like, the deck just, every set gets worse and worse and worse. It never gets better.
Yeah. So we have Dredge for 23rd. 24th is 4-color Death Shadow.
Yeah, damn. It's a loss. I've heard 4-color Death Shadow.
Yeah, let's see what's in this deck list. Then we go to the last one. The last one's something, again, that hasn't top-aided in a long time.
We haven't talked about it in a while.
So, again, we got 4 Death Shadow, 4 Termagoyf, 4 Street Wraith.
Yep.
Not a full playset of Baby Lilies. He's only playing 2.
Well, he really can't afford to. He's playing 4-color. It's really rough to play double mana.
Well, the reason why he's playing 4 is because he's running 1 Faithless Looting, full playset of Fatal Push and Inquisition of Kozilek, not 3 ofs, 3 Stubborn Denial, 4 Thoughtseize, 3 Traverse the Underwild, 1 Ass Trophy, 2 Tamir Battle Rage, and 2 Dismember.
Damn, his deck's all over the place.
Yeah, it's really all over the place. That's the reason why it
wasn't sounds like yours.
It was not consistent enough for him to get higher, but 24 out of
top 24 of like thousands.
Yeah, 1,000 players is not fucking bad. So Mishra's Bauble was the artifacts. Let's go to a sideboard. So we have 1 Engineered Explosive. We have 1 Stubborn Denial, 1 Ancient Grudge, which is good. I like
love that card.
1 Cast Down, 2 Collective Brutality, 1 Disdainful Stroke. 1 is it Staticaster, which is
a Staticaster
pretty good.
Seems to always be in
Death Shadow sideboards. 1 Culligan's Command, 1 Liliana of the Last Hope. She's always in the sideboard.
Mm-hmm.
Then 1 Radiant Flame and 4 Leyline of the Void.
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, Dredge is like that deck's worst match.
Yep.
Fuck your sideboard.
And the one deck that I loved playing when I first started playing Modern.
Living End.
Not just Living End, no. Affinity.
Oh, is it Affinity? Oh, shit.
Affinity made the top 25.
That makes sense. I could have sworn Affinity made like top 16.
No, different artifact.
Was it? Oh, okay.
It wasn't Affinity. It was...
Hardened Skills is Affinity, just it's green.
Yeah, it's green. It is green.
Usually Affinity is always green, but Hardened Skills, the reason is
because... Well, we also had Hollow One in the 7th place.
Yeah. Hollow One had its time. There's a better card.
Well, 21st was Affinity.
Yeah.
There we go. Yeah.
But I like this. There was not that much... there's a lot more diversity in this.
Well, it's common for Star City, though. Yeah, Star City, there's a lot of... It's pretty open.
Yeah, we've said it multiple times. For some reason, like, their events always have like a good amount of different decks playing. Maybe it's because they set it up better.
For me, when I was going off of meta, I would never go off of like Channel Fireball, which was West Coast.
Yep.
I would go off of what Star City is being played because everyone that was grinding or doing that was playing Star City decks.
Yep.
If they saw it on there, then it's like, okay, let's get that built. Let's build it. Let's fucking get playtesting. Let's do this. Let's see what's the ins and outs and what we can to build to beat this deck.
Yeah, not only that, but like it was pretty interesting to see, at least when I was grinding for a little bit, that like all Star City decks, They're always good decks by themselves, but they always seem to beat like the decks that dominated Channel Fireball events. Like Channel Fireball would always have, it's like this is a Phoenix right now. They'd always have an event where like the deck would, a certain deck would top all the all their tournaments, and there'd be multiples and like the top eights and top 16s. But then in Star City, that deck was there once or twice, and it was never and never won. But the decks that did win seemed to always be able to beat it, as if they had a good or they were the better deck in that match somehow, even though like you see that deck in Channel Fireball events and that deck didn't do as good as, you know, deck A. So it's really, it's really weird. But I definitely like Star City's decks and their deck list and their deck techs a lot better than Channel Fireball. Not just because I hate LSV and Channel Fireball, but
It's okay. I mean, LSV basically commentates most of the time anyway. He doesn't really play unless he streams.
That's true.
And when he does play, he fucking chokes.
Well, I mean, he's already a Hall of Fame. He co-owns, you know, the company that's running the fucking major events. Like, he doesn't have to play anymore. Like, he's always there regardless.
Oh, and he's got that fucking free invite for the Mythic Championship. So yeah,
he's also fucking a married woman.
I think they're split up finally. I think they're finally going to get married or whatnot.
Yeah, whatever.
They have a fur baby together, I guess.
Of course they do.
It's a trap.
Of course they do. Gabby doesn't want kids yet, but sooner or later, you know, his
Come on, he already has a kid. He doesn't have to fucking, she doesn't need one.
No, she definitely needs to need one because, you know, she needs to name it Esper or Mardu.
Name her Golgari.
You know, Golgari.
Oh, Azorius. Jesus Christ, fuck no.
Get a boy named Boros.
Not Boris.
Oh, no, Boros. Fucking, no, it's like Boris? Boris Scott? Vargas Sparts? No, it's Boros, stupid bitch. You're playing Magic the Gathering. But yeah.
Right, please. I wanna talk to I've already talked to you about it, parking lot. So you know we've been doing this budget shit, right?
Uh-huh.
You know, $50 budgets, guaranteed $50.
Yep.
And I know you watch YouTube and you do watch some of the budget lists.
I try.
We all know that, you know, Commander Quarters.
Yeah, what'd he do this time?
So, you know my beef with him, right?
Yeah.
I've motherfucker is putting out fucking more stuff, and I still go and try to... I would look to go buy a couple of decks that they came out with. He had Memnarch.
Yeah, that's Memnarch. Been a new one.
He had Memnarch.
Okay.
Okay. Supposedly $25.
Right.
I can buy it for $48 for my $50 budget deck.
But not
$25. But it's not a $25 deck.
It's not $25. What gets me is I went with parking lot to Frankincense. What was it, last weekend?
Yeah.
Nice.
He bought a deck that was listed off of dumbass's fucking website.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
How much did you spend on it?
Technically speaking, I didn't spend anything on it. But in reality, I spent...
It was like 60-something 60
bucks. 65, 66.
His exact deck
list. For the exact deck list.
That was listed and showcased on YouTube that for Friday.
25?
So no more than 12 hours later, there's no way in hell there's that many people going out there buying the fucking cars that he's doing for fucking 60 goddamn fucking dollars.
True.
Yeah. Actually, that was because less than 48 hours for me. It's like,
look, hey, you know, maybe people are spiking the cars because he lists the deck. I'm like, it can't fucking happen like that.
No, not at all. Yeah. Yeah. There's no way in hell.
The blue-black ninja deck that you used to have, right?
Yeah, I've got a version of it.
Believe it or not, I have the deck list, and I printed that motherfucker out. It was under 25 fucking bucks.
Wow. Oh, really?
Yes.
Son of a bitch. Of all of them.
Out of all of them. It was the only one that he actually had, which was
truly... If I remember it, that's also his first one.
Yeah. No, it just came... He did a new one.
Oh, he did a new one. Yeah, holy
Tetsuo's
shit.
Daughter or whatever the fuck it is.
Oh, goddamn. Wow. That's surprising.
But what pissed me off is I saw that Memnarch one. I was like, yeah, I want to fucking play that deck. Yeah.
Of course you do.
And it's like, ooh, how much?
Yeah, see, that's why I turn around. You know, I bought that deck, the mono green. I built. It was a mono green Kamal land destruction deck.
Nice.
It looked like fun.
Yep.
It wasn't $50. And I'm like, you know what? Screw this. I dropped another $100 into it.
Yeah.
Because, you know what? I think it's funnier to drop Kamahl out of commander slot, put in Satan, and do Drew Tribal.
Satan.
Which, kicker, it's still land destruction.
Of course it is. Druids are OP as fuck.
Hey, you just need to splash red in there so you have Jocalypse.
No, don't need it.
Jocalypse and Apocalypse.
Don't need it. Yep. Not when I can just easily, you know.
See,
go right
all
in.
All I know is Doppel came up to us on Friday and he's like, yeah, man, Andrew's got a deck that's a budget list and it's land destruction. It's mono. It's gate land destruction. I was like, okay, that's cool. And he's running Jocalypse. I'm like, what? Who the fuck plays a fucking card from Ice Age?
Hey, Jocalypse is a sick card. I mean, artwork's kind of garbage.
Yeah, the artwork's garbage, but nobody played it back in the day.
I almost picked up an Apocalypse when I was over at Frank's last time I was there, but it was like $10. I was like, no, I'm good.
Man, I remember that card was nothing in price.
Yeah, it's only that because the artwork is sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's fair.
Let me know when you guys are going to Frank's, bro. I want to go.
I'm looking at, it's like, oh, Jocalypse? I'm thinking about building you a red, white fucking land destruction deck.
Build a mono red and build Zozu. Whenever land comes into play, they take two. Suck it, bitch.
Well, it's not like Biffo playing Zada.
I kind of want to buy mine, but I don't get to play. So I'm just like, there's no point.
Well, once we start, once the league goes, you know, we can find time to fucking you can play.
We will fit you in. It's gonna happen.
I mean, I'm kind of big, guys. I'm just saying.
So
popular.
All right, guys, we have a Facebook.
We got a Facebook.
We have a
Patreon.
Fucking forgot, man.
Jesus, we have a Facebook.
Patreon. We have a Facebook, a Twitter,
Instagram.
But if you go to Patreon, we have $1 and $5 tiers. If you want a specialty tier and want us to do stupid things, we can do that. All you got to do is just name it, and we'll say, yes, sir.
Yeah. Yes,
gladly do it.
We'll most likely do it. I mean,
for as little as 25 cents a day or $1 a month.
$100 a month.
Jesus Christ. That match is fucking out the window now.
Can someone break the $10 tier?
You know what? I'm not going to push it, man.
There's no one. No one's going to break the $10 tier, bro. Like, when we first talked about making a Patreon, like, we honestly were like, cool, like $1, $2, maybe $5. Like, just to do it, just to get some extra stuff. Purely for the podcast equipment, like some of that Patreon money went into our Fed heads and everything else. So like, you're just like, this is literally just for this. Like, we don't give a fuck. Like, that thing just sits in that account. Like, if it goes to my PayPal, it just stays there. Like, we don't touch it ever unless we need something. So it's just like,
when was the last time it was even touched?
Not long ago.
I think it was stickers. Yeah. Other than that, like, that's it. Like, we just wanted just like a little extra something to help us improve this.
So at this point, we're just looking at like, helps pay for the Patreon or the monthly thing
subscription
Yeah, that's pretty much all we use it for, is to keep being able to do this for you guys. So if you want to become a Patreon, you know, keep us up in the air, keep us going.
We're not greedy. We're not going to be rich, man. We don't want 75 fucking racks.
80 rack. Two shirt mafia.
I have more than two shirts.
Yeah,
but I actually have more than
that. I mean, I may actually send you the shirt off my back if we hit a grand, but, you know, if we hit a grand a month on Patreon, I'll send you my used underwear just for the fuck of it.
Like, yeah, so if you want,
you know what, they can send you their used underwear, and you can
even better.
You can huff that motherfucker.
Nah. Don't do it too crazy. You can just wear it.
I'll have him huff that motherfucker.
If you're a female, he'll huff it. But if you're a male, he'll wear it.
Yeah, we have no female. It's all about male.
Bitch, you know for a fact there's some females that listen to us. They're just afraid that we're going to out them to everyone. And just be the thirstiest niggas on the internet will come after their Instagram. You fucking know it's true.
All right, guys. We got Facebook. We got Instagram, Twitter. We got Twitter. Go check us out. Hopefully, here in another week or two, we'll have Biffo back. If not, he needs to just take his time.
Yeah,
we miss you, Biffo, but
definitely, you know, yeah. Then hopefully, maybe
peace and love, brother. Peace.
Maybe
and
I'll
love.
Come back, or maybe I'll be back again.
Yeah, we just need to work around your fucking schedule.
It's Sunday, Monday. Clearly, is my
unless
off.
You're fucking working.
No. Unless you're fucking working.
The only reason why I couldn't do it that one time was because I had switched it with a coworker because she wanted she wanted 5 days off for some vacation. No, but she is kind of cute, and she's single.
I'd be going like, bitch, give me some.
Help a brother out.
Be talking like Popeye, bitch, give me some chon-chon.
Hey, oh, I was telling you a side parker, like, I got a side business where, you know, I help women with their periods. So if you need some help, bro, let me know.
Yeah, I got that.
Yeah, I'll cure that. I'll cure that period real quick.
He knocked that shit out.
Oh yeah,
quick.
Oh yeah.
I'd rather just start him up. It's fine. I can wait a week. No big deal.
Hey, you just right. Turn him lesbian, bro.
No, don't. Why would you curse him, bro?
The curse Jesus. Is real, though. It really it is.
I mean, hey, I have that curse now too. I turned one of my exes lesbian, apparently. So.
Well,
damn,
but that's a real delayed effect, my friend.
It took a while. Well, I don't talk to her anymore, so I found this out like a while ago.
So what you're saying is it rubbed off after the shared personality between us.
Pretty much.
You picked up some sort of disease from me.
I might have.
And spread
I
it.
Oh, with that, man, this is real great.
This is Black Anthony Dolly.
Parking lot.
We'll see you in the next one.
Bye.
Later.
I'ma have to charge. Spend my rent money on some magic cards. I'm running out of